Okay, so the governor has announced his plan to open up the state of Illinois, and one of the people who was asking for a plan to open up the state of Illinois in a letter written on congressional letterhead, as I saw in the press release, is our own Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who you asked the governor to do it. Now he's done it. What do you think of it?
I think it's good. I mean, I've read through it. There's, you know, there's a lot of details and stuff and maybe some timelines I disagree with, but I think it's correct. And, you know, one of the things that I'd ask him on a call is I just said, look, you know, everybody knows that we're not going to be able to stay locked down until this virus is gone because it's going to be with us for a while. And people are getting pretty antsy right now. And so what we should do is look at having a regional plan so that, you know, if there's an area, specifically a hospital area, that has bed capacity, I mean, the whole reason we locked down was so that we could ensure that there's hospital capacity, so slowing that curve. So if there is an area where that is, then, you know, give those people some freedom, I say, because that's where a lot of the angst is coming from is, you know, these towns of a few hundred people that have no cases in the entire county that are supposed to be staying inside, and it's creating some anger. So I commend the governor for having done it. You know, and I think he can adjust it further as circumstances dictate, whether that means more restrictive or less restrictive.
Well, I want to go to that mindset for a second. There's people who are at home and they're angry because this was all about hospital capacity. You and I have been talking about this since it started. We've been talking about it on this show since it started, that the whole idea of this was to try to make sure that we have enough hospital capacity that if you do have a superstorm of patients, which we've seen in Italy and we've seen here in the United States, in New York and in Detroit, that the system isn't overwhelmed and people aren't dying in the hallways and that right, they're not infecting the other medical workers who are there because they can't handle the capacity. So those are all the crisis points that can happen. But when you tell that to somebody, even if they're living in a smaller community and they think, well, you know, what are the chances are going to be less likely because you're not encountering that many people that you wouldn't normally be encountering on a day, the same people on a day. It's still pretty daunting when they stop and think, well, oh, if this is really about hospital capacity, this is just so that when I do get sick, I'll have a place to go. Yeah. I mean, that in and of itself restricts trade, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, look, I don't think there's any way until we have a vaccine that we're going to see, you know, an economy or life like it was 4 months ago. But at the same time, when you're in complete lockdown and there's almost no commerce going on, we're going to see Friday the jobs numbers. They're going to be devastating, I assume, the worst in history. So that's when you have to start looking and saying, how do we moderate this? Because the point is, you know, yeah, this is a virus. This is part of, you know, human life. Unfortunately, we have a virus that we don't have a vaccine for, and people are going to die from it, and more people are going to die. And it's terrible. It's tragic. But you have to kind of fill that art of, you know, literally there are people that are taking their lives because they're lonely. There are people that are holding off. I was on a hospital call with Senator Durbin today, and they were talking about, you know, this small county in my district has already delivered two babies in the lobby. And they said, that's not normal for us, but people are putting off getting health care because they're afraid to go into the hospital. And a significant number of hospitals in Illinois have, you know, an overabundance of capacity. So that's where you've got to be flexible. And, you know, to the people of Illinois and frankly, to the American people, you have to be willing to maybe restrict a little bit if we see another surge, because this is going to be with us for a while. And I wish it wasn't, but we're just going to have to learn to live with it for now.
So you just hit it exactly, Congressman, which is if we go back and then there's another surge, isn't the other surge likely to close down the economy for a longer period of time because people are going to be twice shy, right?
Yeah, it's possible. It certainly is. And I mean, these answers and what every governor's decision is having to make and the president and all that, there's nobody that has a crystal ball and knows. What we do know is that, you know, whatever it's been now, almost 2 months of lockdown has taken a devastating toll. And, you know, and people aren't following it anyway. So we may as well have a system in place that actually better controls that. I read an article where they were tracking something like the movements of 100 iPhones and said it's basically back to pre-COVID movement right now because people just cannot, you know, this isn't communist China where they can stand on a block with a military member and shoot you if you walk out the front door. And thank God it isn't.
Right. Although China was able, I'm not suggesting that this was a good policy, but I'm just saying that, that worked for China. What we require here is personal responsibility in the United States, not just the fear of death. We do it based on this knowledge that we're helping each other out. And
I think where we're going to see a big movement is 8 weeks ago. If you just said social distancing to me, I'd have probably slapped you for talking like a sissy. But we all know that it's real now, and we all know that we should wear masks, and we all know that we should keep our distance. And I think that behavior change, that kind of traumatic thing that has changed our behavior, I think will have an impact too. You're not going to see people. I mean, we saw the video of 1,000 people crammed in the house party in Chicago. That kind of stuff's going to happen, unfortunately. But for the most part, people aren't. They're keeping their. I was at the. You know, I saw the Blue Angel fly over. I was in D.C. And the mall was packed by what it looked like on pictures. Yeah. But everybody on the mall was keeping their social distance. It was pretty incredible.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always. Congressman Adam Panzinger. All right, from the 16th District here in Illinois. We've